And you meet people that will be like, ah, no, hey, if my wife cannot carry my child, what is she? And I'll just be like, ah, swipe left. Thank you.
Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Mommy Oyoyo is a platform for the modern African woman to talk about anything and everything related to motherhood in today's world. Join me, Berry Dakara, as we tackle the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, and everything else in between. Mommy Oyoyo is your plug for real-life gist and experiences about being a mother, African style.
Thank you for listening to my mommy's podcast, Mommy Oyoyo.
Hello, beautiful mama. Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. As usual, it's your girl, Berry Dakara. This is episode 80. In this episode, I'm speaking with my cousin, Zizi, because she has expressed that she doesn't want to have children of her own. And I thought that it was a necessary and interesting conversation to have and to share with you, my audience. In typical African culture, it is almost the norm, it's the expectation that all women should want to have children. So what happens when you come across someone who does not fit into that norm? It's, you know, you typically would have questions. And so Z generously and graciously shared her thoughts and shared her reasonings behind why she does not foresee or want children in her future. And I hope that you all enjoy listening to our conversation.
All right. Hi, Z.
Hi.
How are you?
I am good. This is the first time I'm officially on anything that you've done.
That's not true. You've been on my YouTube page. My
oh,
YouTube
that's
channel.
True. Oh my God.
I've been on my blog. That. Yeah.
Have I been on your blog? I don't think I've been on your blog, but definitely your YouTube.
You've been on my YouTube. And I feel like, well, that YouTube video, I think I posted on my blog. I'll look for it and see if it's
oh, that was fun. That yeah. was fun.
So you have been on some of my content before.
Yeah. Welcome. I know I'm the unofficial producer of T-Way Cubes.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. It's been a long time coming, guys. It's been a really long time coming.
And yes.
Yeah, and this topic is something that we have lightly talked about a little bit off the podcast. So now we're bringing it to y'all. But first of all, Z, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you? What do you do? Your life, career, side hustles, all the good stuff.
Oh, my God. Well, I am ZZ, a.k.a. the Fab Cousin. Work in PR, logistics, and I own an event planning company, which was supposed to be a side hustle, but has taken 80% of my life. Thank God for growth. I love everything fashion, beauty. That's pretty much it. I'm just your everyday Southern Belle.
For real Southern Belle, for real.
Yeah. A Georgia peach. Your everyday Georgia peach.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so yeah, like Z said, she is my cousin, and her sister has been on a previous episode, which I'll share later on, and we have another sister that should be on the podcast sometime in the future. So it's a real family thing.
Oh, this is family business.
Okay, so Z, we are here to talk about African women that don't want to have children. African women that want to be child free. And you have shared personally with me that you don't want children. Actually, not just with me, with the whole family, that you
right.
don't want children. So let's just start from the beginning, because I was shocked when she first said it. And I think that's part of the reason why it's taking so long, because I'm like, I don't know if I believe her. Maybe she's just talking. But Let's start from the beginning. When did you first get to the realization that children are not part of your future plans and why?
So it's very, it's so funny to me because I love kids. Like, I think out of like the entire family as a whole, I feel like I'm the one who is like just hands-on with the kids and just always jumping at the opportunity to hang with them. But for such a long time, I just knew. It's almost like when little kids dream of getting married, starting a family, it's almost like the point when my friends were dreaming of that, I just clocked and was like, Mba, that one is not for me. It's not a career goal. That one is not a life goal for me. Thank you very much, Amma. I'm going to see my way out. So I don't even know what it is, but I just know that kids, me going through the process of having kids, and it was just, it's just something that I don't want. It's just, I don't want it.
Okay, so what you just said now, going through the process, is it that you don't want to be pregnant and have children? Like, if there was an opportunity to adopt or surrogacy, would that change your mind about having children, or you just don't want your own?
So it's, for me, it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of all, because I'm not selfish. Now, I think everybody also knows I don't want to get married, but marriage is something that I'm willing to compromise on. It's also, I mean, if I meet someone who I really, really like and like, see, I want a child. My non-negotiables that I'm not carrying it. So that's that. If we can outsource this task, that's fine. But I'm also a very kind person, and I want to help others, that if I see a child in need, or if I feel like, obviously, just going through of recent times, just going through the adoption process here in America, if I see a child that I feel like needs to be removed from their situation and will have a better trajectory in life, I will do that. It's like having another sibling. You get what I'm saying? I'm from a big family, so having people around me is not, it's not a big deal. And being a caretaker is not a big deal. But I guess for me, birthing children is a no-no. We're not doing that. But also going other options, I've not ruled it out completely. But the situation has to present itself that it's going to be beneficial for the other person and not me.
Okay. So if someone were to ask you, why don't you want to birth your own children, what would you say? And of course, you've already just mentioned, already said that it would be a discussion that you would have with someone that you're dating. But what about the people that would say, Azee is just talking because she's not mine, she hasn't met anybody yet?
Say it's people that just know, because I mean that you have known that we've had this conversation maybe, how old am I now? We've had this conversation maybe almost 15 years ago. Like, I think the first time I ever said it was maybe like 15, 16 years ago. Like, no joke. So for me, it's not something that is new on me. It's not something that I just woke up in the morning and was like, oh, it's a fad. It's just something that I don't want. So if someone should ask me per se, like, is it because you've not met the right person, this, that, and the third, it's not because of that. It's not also because I'm not married. It's, I mean, again, marriage is something that you decide if you want to do. It's something that I don't want. Also, meeting the right person, I'm a firm believer in making decisions for yourself. You can consider other people's feelings, but you can't make a decision and you can't live for someone else. So if it's something that you don't want, then you make a decision because of another person. You're gonna live to, I don't want to say, use the word regret, but you're not going to give it your all. It's going to almost be like a chore. And you don't ever want to feel like your family is a chore at the end of the day. So I would just tell them that they don't really know me, and maybe they think this is Instagram and it's another trend, but it's really not. I want my house to be able to be empty at 6 p.m. I want to be able to do return to sender. Like, come get your keys. Right.
It's funny to me because before I had Coco, my sister had, I think, two children. My cousin had one. And one of the things that I always used to say was, oh, I love these children. I love my nieces and my nephew, but I'm happy that they get to go home so I can rest.
Right. Remember that time that I had all of them? I had like seven kids, literally all of them.
Yeah.
At 9 p.m., 10 p.m., I was like, okay, picked up my keys and walked out. If two belonged to me, I would start looking for where are your pajamas? I would have been yelling. I did not even wait for y'all to come through the door. I was like, thank you very much. Good night. And I went out after that. I came home, took a shower, got ready, and went to the club.
Now, okay, in response to what you've just said, yeah, let me, I'm not playing devil's advocate, but at the end of the day, we're African, right?
Right.
And I know that there's one African auntie somewhere that'll say, Z, you're just being selfish. It's because you want to go out and have fun. You don't want to take care of your own. That's what they would say.
And there are many that have said it.
And what did you say to them?
Mind your business. Go take care of yours. Why are you in my business? That's what I told them. Why are you in mine? Mind yours. If And I also think that it's also this African construct. If someone tells you that they're not capable, why do you feel the need to, why do you feel the need to force them and be like, oh, you have to, like, what is this badge of honor that children give a woman? Like, if she doesn't have kids, if she doesn't, it doesn't make her less of a person, doesn't make her less of a wife, doesn't make her less of a woman. Like, so when I hear, you know me, I'm very anti-African aunties and uncles. I would Nobody's above dragging, so everybody just respect yourselves. So when they just come at me, I'm like, aunties, okay, I've heard. Thank you, thank you. Don't worry, I'll come and do a mugwo for your child. Don't worry, it's okay.
Okay, moving on. You said that if you met someone that you were inclined to possibly get married to in the future, that you would, and they said they wanted children, that you would let them know this is a non-negotiable for you, and that
Right.
you would have to seek other methodologies to have children apart from you giving birth to your own children. But I do have to ask, like, have you actually had the conversation with, let's say, a current partner or an ex-partner? Have you had the relationship? Okay.
I have, but I think for me, I think, you know when you know, everybody's just kind of like in the dating phase. You're dating multiple, so I just kind of put it out there. So because I'm not in the business of wasting people's times. Like I don't want to waste your time. I don't want you to waste my time. So it's just kind of like one of the things. See, I don't want kids, and if it's something that you want, Miss Zizi's not caring. So let's go ahead and do to the left. And you meet people that'll be like, ah, no, hey, if my wife cannot carry my child, what is she? And I'll just be like, ah. Swipe left. Thank you. It was good. Bye. But I mean, I've had conversations with people that I've dated, and they were like, okay, I understand. Like, I mean, I'm young. I don't know what the future holds. I might change my mind. But I mean, if we get to the point where what an impasse is something that I want, is something that I cannot rationalize, someone carrying my child or adopting, then I mean, at that point in time, we'll just go our separate ways, because a priority for them is to start a family. And I do understand and I do respect the fact that people want their own blood they want to go through that whole process of like barefoot and pregnant, that whole experience. But I'm just like, I mean, if I don't want to go through it, we have an issue. So I have had the conversation. There are people that are open and like, we'll see as time goes. And there are people that are like, oh no, please. This one is a deal breaker for me. And I just pack my bags and be good. I'm not for everybody.
You had to like end dating prospects or dating relationships.
Yeah, because I mean, at a certain age, you can't just be wasting people's time. I mean, Nigerian men, that's their MO, but I won't drag them today. But you can't just be wasting people's time, especially when you know that you're actually, this person actually wants to start the process of courting. Like, see, my end goal, I'm not just dating to date, I'm dating to actually settle down, find a wife, do all of those things. So you're, I mean, you just have to be honest. I think honesty, knowing where you're at, knowing where the person is at, and it's okay for you guys to be like, you know what, it's not working for us right now, but we can still be friends because I think you're dope. And but obviously future wise we don't align.
And I think that's a very grown-up conversation to have. Like, it's okay to say, listen, you and I, it's just not going to work at the end of the day. We just don't have the same goals regarding families. And if it's just something that you can't handle, then it's okay. No worries. Hey. Like, we're fine. Even if they're it's okay.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, as you get older, you don't want to play those games anymore because, again, you're playing with people's genuine feelings. People are building their lives and they're building their literal future around a certain person. And if you're not bringing 100% to the table and coming like, and you're open about how you see your future, then I think that's just not good. Like, yeah, it's not okay.
I think also what you mentioned about, you know, some men saying that, okay, maybe you're just saying this now, maybe you change your mind in the future. I think that's a very risky thing to play with. I can think of a certain celebrity who, I know when she got married, not African, but when she got married, so her first husband, they both agreed no children, right?
Right.
And he was hoping that she would change her mind eventually. And after how many years, she was still like, yeah, I'm not changing my mind. I don't want children. And so they got divorced and he got married to somebody else and had the children. Although she eventually moved on and had a child. So maybe she did change her mind, but I just feel like it's very, very, it is very, it's a dicey situation to be in.
It is, but you also, it's high risk, high reward. Like, so if you want to stand in that gap and be like, you know what, maybe she would change her mind, and you're willing to gamble and risk that many years until she actually changes her mind, then it's almost like a Cinderella story. It ends well. It's a beautiful story that you can tell your kids and your grandkids, and it's going to be clickbait for if you put it on social media. Like, it's a great story, but it's also a horrible one and it also builds some type of resentment if you've waited, and it doesn't end up how you want. Now you've waited 10 years of your life that you could have been starting your own family. And everybody knows how I feel about old people having kids, having babies. Everybody know how I feel about that. But you can imagine just starting your life late, starting your family late, just because you are hoping that one day a woman who made a decision would change her mind. Like, to me, that's just, and almost high risk, high reward. Gamble at your own risk. But I wouldn't advise. 0 stars.
Okay. Nancy, I know that you're an adult. And this is a decision that you can't have come to. Like, again, you said that you have been saying this for the past 15 years, right?
Right.
But again, we are Africans, and there's still this thing of, we answer to our parents forever and ever and ever. Now, the question is, do your parents know that you don't want children? If they do, what were their reactions? And you think, like the previous assumption, the previous theory, that maybe they're just waiting for you to change your mind? Or if they don't know, is that a conversation that you are going to have with them?
So I don't think I've ever had a conversation with my dad. I just don't think my dad and I are, were those people. I feel like my dad lives in La La Land. He just wakes up in the morning and you're married, you have a child. Like he doesn't care about he doesn't care about anything other than my children being happy and successful. And I think that's just a blessing from God. Like I think about, I mean, I'm 33 in a couple of weeks, and I think about me having zero pressure from my dad to get married. Like he has never even had that conversation with us. He does not care. I know I have friends who that's on their forefront. Like they're sending me messages, Z, do you know any guy? And I'm like, the pool is full of doo-doo. Don't worry about it. But now my mom, on the other hand, child, Auntie Begley knows. But Auntie Begley is still on her knees praying to God. Don't worry, you change your mind. Don't worry. I believe in God. I've prayed God, Auntie Begley. Auntie Begley is still praying, but it's okay. She's living in denial. She knows in her innermost heart that it ain't happening for me. But she got
Wow.
other kids. She got other kids. So I think, and I also think that for me, that might also be like a gift and a curse because I have other siblings. So if one doesn't give you a grandchild, at least you got from others. You're gonna be okay. How many you want? Like I think that for me, that's also like another saving grace for my mom's aspect. But she's gonna be all right.
Yeah.
I think the last time she heard me say it, she said, "I will carry your child in Jesus' name," and I was just like, okay. Yeah.
My gosh. Okay. So I think this is gonna be my last question, but we'll see. So a few years ago, there was a 20-something year old woman on X, well, formerly Twitter, that said that she was getting her tubes tied, or whether she had a hysterectomy. She did something because she said that she knew she never wanted to birth children, and she had known that since she was a teenager. So is that something that you have done or would consider? Like, would you take, or have you taken any steps medically to prevent having children?
No, so I haven't and I will not. And the reason why I say that is because just there's so many ways, there's so many. It's easier to not get pregnant than to get pregnant. Like there's so many ways for you not to get pregnant. I'm also a firm believer in helping others. So and that is actually the only reason why for me going the extra mile is not worth it. I'm never gonna do it because if I have a friend who if I have a close friend or a family member who says, "See, this is what me and my husband are going through. We can't have kids. I can't carry a baby to term. Can you help us?" Obviously, I'll pray about it, but I want to be able to have that opportunity to be like, you know what? Let me give you something that you really want. I can do that. Or, oh, Z, give us one. You hear these stories, you read them every day in paper how you read them every day on the internet. So I don't want to be in a position that I cannot help someone who I really, really love and give them something that I know that they really, really want. The same way, I don't want any of my friends to take decisions or any family member to take decisions that might affect them being able to give me what I really, really want. I mean, we live in community and that's what community does. And you know my policy, I'm not going under the knife for anything that is anything that doesn't make sense. And that just doesn't make sense to me to do that.
So you would not mind being a surrogate for somebody else, but you don't want to carry your own child?
The situation would just really have to be very perfect. Like, I'm talking about, like, I'm your last hope. Mm-hmm. I would not mind doing it. Like, I don't have a problem with the idea of going to the 10 months and blah, blah, blah. I don't have a problem with any of that. The concept of delivery. Now, does delivery scare me? Absolutely. Never going back to delivery room. Thanks to Nene. We done. But I will be, I don't want to be able to not be able to help. Like, you get what I mean? Like, I don't want to be one of those people who are just praying and lighting candles at church when I can actively do something if someone needs me to. So this situation will really just have to be perfect. It has to be, I mean, there's no perfect situation, but just kind of like, I can do this. I mean, it's the right time in my life. The stars will just have to align.
Right.
Yes, and you just have to be that great of a friend to me to put some elastic on this body. Child.
And you'd be, you'd also be possibly willing to donate your eggs if necessary.
Oh, 100%. Okay. If y'all need that, give me a call. Don't worry. That one, that's an easy fix. If you call me and ask me, girl, I got you.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and sharing your mind regarding having children. Again, to be very, very honest, I mean, I said this a little bit, but I really just didn't believe. Like, I feel like it's one thing when you hear people from outside saying things that are not exactly the norm or not exactly conventional. But when it's being said within your own family, it's like, wait, hang on, hold on a second.
Right, it's like, no. Hold on, pause. Said, what's going on, sis?
Like, wait, do we need to call an intervention? Do we need a prayer?
Right, can we talk this through? I feel like I'm auntie. I'm titi. I feel like there are roles in this life that you are called to be. I feel like I'm yet to see an auntie that's better than me. I'm really looking. There's none. Zero. I will show up. I will be present. I will be there. I will be reliable, dependable. I mean, my friends who have kids ask me for advice for their kids. Like, when it comes to a Omugwo, there is no African mother that is better than me. They can argue with the ancestors. But I feel like that is my calling. That is my role. Like, to be that support system that people really don't have. Like, everybody wants to be a mother, but everybody wants to be a mother's helper. Mm. And I think they're just people, and it's a selfless act. They're just people who are here to be mother's helpers. And I think that's me. And yeah, people have, I've heard a lot of comments. I've had side comment. I've heard just too much, but I just always made, and I mean, for starters, I'm just a very confident person, so it's going to take a lot. thanks to Uncle Uche. But for me, I just don't want people to feel embarrassed that that is a decision that they wanted, they've made, and they want, and that's the life that they want to live.
Bottom line is that there are lots of women out there that don't have children and they are living their lives and they are happy. So, hey.
And they have partners who support them. See, there's someone for someone in this world. The Bible says not be unequally yoked. If you're going to look for a man who is talking about, I want 5 kids by bloodline, and you have entered one chance, go and look for your own person. Life will be smooth. You'll be that auntie that shows up you see, when I come to Christmas party, all the kids are, it's easy. They are ready for me. They're ready. So that, I mean, you can be that, and at 9 p.m. you're going home. And it's easy, where are you going home? Home without y'all. Y'all go to y'all mama. Home. Right.
Oh, God.
And my cat cries, oh, I want to go to your house. I'm like, no. I've been here all day. You're going home. Zizi's going to her house. You're going to your house.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you very much, Zizi, for sharing your mind.
It was a pleasure.
And to the listeners, hold on a little bit. I will share other episodes that you might be interested in listening to if you enjoyed this one. So catch you very soon.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I think that if you like this one, you would enjoy listening to, you know what, the first episode of this podcast, episode 1, where I talked about why I started Mommy Oyoyo and having conversations about all things motherhood, which, you know what, includes people who don't want to have children. So go ahead and listen to episode 1 as well. Another episode I think that you'd be interested in listening to would be episode 24, where I spoke with my sister about getting her tubes tied. I'd also tell you to listen to episode 52, where I spoke to Folabi about having a vasectomy as an African man. And you know what? Go ahead and listen to the previous episode, episode 79, where I spoke about things I miss about life before kids/motherhood. Thank you again so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast, real conversations about motherhood for the modern African woman. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe to Mommy Oyoyo on your preferred podcast player, share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To keep up and join our conversations online, you can follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mommy Oyoyo. Also check out our website at www.mommyoyoyo.com and feel free to send feedback via email to mommyoyoyo@gmail.com. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time.